The mayor's youth council advisory conversation with the candidates was held on Wednesday, October 15th from 5 until 8 p.m. As was reported here, there were comments made that were inflammatory during that meeting. After additional information was received and a number of comments made to us here at the station, there was an additional comment that was made by candidate for Red Oak City Council John Gross regarding the removing of an individual from the city to never return. One note made, we did remove the name of the individual in the comment for their anonymity. Following is the audio from that comment.
I think that's a good question for your police department to ask them, because, you know, when you read the paper or you look on their arrest record, it's always the same dozen people over and over and over and over. You know, and I just asked Justin Reed the other day, what would he give me? I said, no, somebody dumped him off. Because I started seeing him in the paper. It's always, and it's not just drugs. It's abuse. Him and his girlfriend are beating each other. It's always in the same area. I mean, it's, you know, how do you fix that? You don't. He's my age and he's not going to change. It doesn't matter what you try to do. But, yeah, you know, and you look into Iowa, what we spend in Iowa, trying to help people, you know. You can take kids away from parents that are bad, then they end up in foster. Not everybody's like Tim, is quite nice enough to go talk to several friends and take them as their own. You know, a lot of kids sit forever in foster. A lot of kids you can't get out of foster because, you know, they've been in drugs themselves when they're young because they're parents. You know, that ruins kids to me, and that's a very sticky situation when you're talking poverty, drug control, and everything else. You know, it's one thing to arrest them. It's another when they go through the court systems. And, you know, we don't have any reform, for one. You know, we don't have a major prison close to us that we can stick everybody in and keep attending. You know, and then if you do, then you're talking cost at the city's expense because we have to pay for prison in some place. You know, so when we transfer from here to there, you know, we pay. So that's another expense that is going to be just astronomical and just keep growing and growing and growing. You know, I mean, drugs in every town, city, I don't care where, it's everywhere. You know, it's just, you see it, you get to know the people that are on that, do it all the time, you just go. And that's terrible, but that's what it needs to be.
I did reach out to candidate John Gross for comment and clarification from his statement from the meeting. Speaking now with candidate for Red Oak City Council, John Gross. Mr. Gross, thanks for your time. Thanks for your willing to visit with me. Mr. Gross, as you know, there was a mayor's advisory council, youth council conversation that took place on Wednesday, and you participated in that. In that conversation, it was a near 2 or 2.5 hour forum. There was a comment about that was made about taking individuals out to the country. You visited with Red Oaks Police Chief or had commented about Red Oaks Police Chief taking individuals out to the country and they would never return. If you would, explain that comment to me.
Well, it was, I had said something to the police chief, you know, chief police about it, that, you know, what if we just took them out to the country and left them somewhere, you know, because we arrest the same 12 people all the time. And you see it in the newspaper, and it was just a stupid comment that was made. I in no way intend that anybody should be just dropped off out in the country. It all boils down to, you know, what we said in the meeting was that somehow we need to try to get Red Oak more involved and maybe even Montgomery County side of things involved with people that are problems with the city as far as being arrested all the time for whatever reasons, drugs included. I didn't in no way mean that's what we should do. It's just the way it came out. It was stupid to say it that way.
Yeah. So again, you wouldn't advocate violence on people
as far as
getting rid of them. So maybe a poor
Poor choice of words. Yeah. No, there's no, you don't need violence toward people. We need to try to help people, not get violence against them. That's not going to cure anything or help the situation.
Okay. Anything else that you would make a comment on there, Mr. Gross?
We just need to, we need to work together to help the poverty and the drug problem that is in Red Oak. Like I said, I think we need to involve either the county or even go as high as the state and try to get something, you know, some kind of a plan of action to help or give help to people that want help or need it.
Okay. Thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Our thanks to candidate John Gross for his time and the statement.